AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. They did it. After months of turmoil on Capitol Hill, the House has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid. Some goes to Ukraine, some Israel, other U.S. allies get some too. Speaker Mike Johnson putting his job on the line. He had to get a lot of Democrats to help him go over the objections of conservative Republicans. Joe Biden's campaign team concerned about what RFK Jr.'s independent presidential campaign might mean. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
More than 6 months before the election, President Biden appeared with more than a dozen members of the Kennedy family last week to receive their endorsement. It was hardly a surprise that many in the prominent Democratic family announced their support for the president. But the event indicated how seriously the Biden campaign views the potential threat of RFK Jr.'s campaign. On the same day his family embraced Joe Biden, Kennedy Jr. secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, President Biden says he wants to raise $5 trillion in revenue over 10 years with higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations. Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst David Ditch tells the Salem Radio Network the plan is not going to improve America's economic well-being.
Not only is it going to make America's businesses uncompetitive, not only is it going to try to double and triple tax money people have earned, it's also going to do all that without actually getting America's finances on track.
He says Mr. Biden's proposal is nothing more than a gimmick. Ecuadorians at the polls today in a referendum touted by the country's new leader as a way to crack down on criminal gangs behind a spiraling wave of violence. The majority of the 11 questions posed to voters focus on tightening security measures. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
London police threatened to arrest a Jewish man at a Palestinian march.
The man's name is Gideon Falter, the chief executive of the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. He was wearing a traditional Jewish skull cap when he was stopped by police while trying to cross a street near a group of protesters. In a video posted by the campaign group, an officer told Falter he was worried that his presence risked provoking the demonstrators. London's Metropolitan Police later clarified that being Jewish is not a provocation, and they wish for Jewish residents to feel safe in the city. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Maldivians are voting in parliamentary elections today in a ballot crucial for President Mohamed Mouzou, whose policies are keenly watched by India and China as they vie for influence in the archipelago nation. Both countries are seeking a foothold in the Maldives. News and analysis at townhall.com. This is not your grandparents' cup of joe.
A company in Finland has come up with a coffee blend developed by artificial intelligence. It's been launched as the Helsinki-based coffee roastery's AI Conic Blend. It's an AI-picked mixture with four types of beans. The International Coffee Organization says people in the Nordic nation, of some 5.6 million people, consumes the most coffee in the world annually at about 26 pounds per capita. Jason Walker reporting.
The first model of the USS Enterprise used in the opening credits of the original Star Trek TV series has boldly gone back home, actually, returning to creator Gene Roddenberry's son decades after it went missing. disappeared in the 1970s, recently popped up on eBay, and now it's back. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy today as the high hits 58 degrees with a light breeze out of the west, and clearing will follow later tonight with a low dipping down to 42. It's going to be a warmer start to the week tomorrow with sunshine at a high near 65, and that warming trend continues on Tuesday with some more sun and a high close to 70. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America? ICareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCare America is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so bad to the point where he had to end up in the emergency room. And he has spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy to tell people not to smoke around your kids.
4 out of 10 U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants free help to quit smoking, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome.
This is Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's time now for All About Real Estate with your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. This is April the 21st of 2024. And if you look at that number, it is the same frontwards as backwards. Think about that, because the rest, maybe the next 8 or 9 days in this month, you still have those same palindromes. Nothing to do with real estate, but I thought I would share that fun fact. I thought we would talk about what motivates someone to purchase a house. Because owning a home, it's a big decision. It requires planning, consideration, and especially if you plan to stay there for any length of time. Many reasons why someone may choose to buy a house rather than continue to rent. Maybe it's the financial stability. Owning a home can offer a feeling of economic stability, security, that renting cannot. This stability is particularly true for those seeking a long-term living arrangements. Owning a home can help establish equity and create some wealth over time. Maybe it's a wise financial decision. When you invest in a house, you can be smart since the property values have consistently increased. Some people may even purchase a home to renovate it. Some may renovate it and resell it and to make a profit, or they may rent it to generate a steady income, or they may buy a house to live in it and rent part of it, again, helping to pay that mortgage. People buy to have enough room for all the people in their life, their family, their relatives, to entertain. It can benefit both. It gives extra space for families to grow, to continue to entertain there, especially for children. children have the feeling of belonging someplace, or if you're planning to start a family, owning a home can offer that sense of stability that many people are looking for, and it also helps establish roots in the community. Talking about community, owning a home in a specific neighborhood can help individuals feel more connected to their community, like opportunities to socialize and make friends. Owning a home can instill this sense of pride, the pride of ownership in one's neighborhood, and motivate them to take an active role in the community. Again, sentimental value is another. A house in a neighborhood can hold sentimental value for individuals, especially if the person has lived there for a long time, or maybe that house was passed down to them by a family member. Owning a house can also create a sense of belonging and attachment to a specific place. Then there's the comfort and privacy of living in a house, especially with more space and privacy and amenities like a garage, like a backyard. It controls your living space. You have more flexibility. You can decorate. You can use your design choices. Again, lots of reasons why people purchase a home, and we're going to talk more about that. I should have a caller calling in telling us why she bought her home, but that will be in a few minutes. Let me tell you about a couple of homes that I have for sale. Again, this is Margaret Rome, 410-922-6680. If you've got a comment about why you bought your house or a reason why you bought your house, we'd love to hear about it. Give us a call. So one of the homes that I have that's coming on the market is in Elwood Park. It is an interior brick townhouse that is right across from Elwood Park, which is an ideal location if you want to just enjoy the views, have the privacy, go picnicking, have the kids play there, basketball, whatever. Interested in an Elwood Park three-bedroom home in across from Elwood Park, please give me a call, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Very different one. I have a condo, a third-floor condo, unit 305 in at 7121 Park Heights Avenue. It's between 1,400 and 1,500 square feet. It has two bedrooms, extra-large living room, replacement windows, lots of full services. The utilities are all included. Give me a call if you're interested in condo living, and I will share that with you. Also, you can see these on my website, margaretrome.com. Another one that I have that is just really gorgeous. I spoke to someone yesterday who's waiting to get in to see it. Northwest Baltimore, an all-brick center hall colonial, big spacious foyer, gleaming hardwood floors, formal dining room, formal living room, and a gorgeous circular staircase that is right in the middle when you walk in. So you've got a center hall foyer, center hall colonial. Upstairs, you've got three huge bedrooms. You've got a sunroom. You've got a family room. You've got a huge basement that is ready to finish. The heating system is new. There's only been two owners in this house. In the house we're talking about, 3500 Falstaff Road, two owners in the 75 plus years. No children ever in the house, so it is it has been meticulously maintained. Lots of gorgeous woods because the original owner was in the lumber business. So if you're thinking about any of these homes, please feel free, give me a call, and I will share any of these properties. If you see another house on the market and you want to know about it, fine, give me a call. I'll be happy to tell you about any of the properties that I have on the market or that we can get for you. The other thing I wanted to tell you, I think we're going to have a caller in a minute. We'll wait just a few minutes. One of the things I wanted to say is when you do find that call of that house and you're looking for a house, as many of you buyers are out there looking for a house, yes, you want to buy a house that absolutely knocks your socks off. You want to love it. You want to be crazy about it. You want to imagine yourself living there. However, can you be sure after you buy that dream home that knocks your socks off, make sure you can afford to replace those socks? So before looking at a house, make sure you can afford it. Get yourself pre-qualified. Know your limits. Ensure a smooth home buying process by working with an agent and a lender who understands your wish list. They will help you keep as much house as you need, help you get into as much house as you need without falling in love with a property that's above your means. We often get calls from potential buyers who want to see houses that are found in an advertisement. Maybe a yard sign, maybe on the internet. They want to tour homes, but they've not met with the lender. Or maybe they haven't met yet with the real estate agent. They have no clue what they're qualified for. Asking the right questions of these potential buyers is the first step in helping them. Again, I thought this was kind of cute. If you want to find your perfect home, find one that knocks your socks off, but be sure you can afford to replace them. So we are going to take Mary, or are we going to take a break first? Noah, let's take a break first. We'll take a break. Take a break first, and then we'll talk to Mary. Put us on a break.
And now more of All About Real Estate.
Stimulating talk. Breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
It's the beat on the street.
Definitely have noticed the rise in costs.
It's the talk of the town.
I want to talk about the student loan thing.
The nuclear war with Russia.
The conversation starts here. WCBM.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
Thank you. Fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network Hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. helpkidstoday.org.
Your kids lug around a backpack full of books.
So heavy.
You.
Where did I put my phone?
Just have to lug around your phone.
Ah, there it is.
A world full of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. We have Mary and Stevenson. Mary is going to talk to us about some of the reasons that she bought a home. Mary, how long have you been in your home?
I have been in this beautiful farmhouse for 22 years. We purchased it, my family and I purchased it in the fall of 2002.
Wow. And at that time, how long did you think you were going to be staying there?
We were so in love with the house, we thought probably forever.
Okay. So, and you might still. You still might.
It's true.
So, when you first saw that house that you fell in love with, what was it about it?
We lived in Brooklyn, New York, and I loved Brooklyn, and we were a high rise near Prospect Park, which was a great location. My husband, no longer married, but we were married for a long time, he just had this hankering for land. And I saw this house with my real estate person before it was even on the market. We just kind of snuck into a realtor's open house. And Rick came and looked at the house the next day, and he walked up the driveway onto this beautiful piece of property. It's a little under 3 acres in Stevenson, Maryland. And most of the properties in that area are somewhat on a hill. So the land is beautiful, but it's not 100% usable. This piece of land is open, like a gorgeous soccer field, and surrounded by woods. So when you look out at the property, it's just this most beautiful, magical piece of land. And he walked onto that property, and that was it. The house was going to be ours.
Okay,
and
so
I think we...
That land, when you saw it, the land is what said, is what he said, I have to have it. Because I think you're right, it probably is one of the nicest lots in the entire Stevenson area. I'm going to just mention the address, and then we're going to go on with some of the other reasons for the house. This is located at 3436 Halcyon Road. That's in Stevenson, 21153. If you want to see pictures while we're talking about it, go to my website, margaretrome.com. You'll see multiple pictures of what we are talking about in this very special older home. So tell me more about it. How are you using the house? Is there room for, what are you using the house for?
I raised my kids here. They're both grown and in California, but the house is four levels if you include the basement. The first floor is eating, kitchen, dining room, living room, and library. Second floor is four bedrooms, one marital suite, and then three smaller rooms. And then the third floor is a completely open suite, like a living space. So like it would be like a living room or an office and a bedroom. So we've used it in different ways. I'm a Pilates teacher. I've had a studio on the third floor. I've had a studio in the basement. I've had a studio in the library. I, again, raised two beautiful kids here. We were also the house that all the kids came to all the time. So we were always filled to the brim with other families, other kids, my own family from Texas and New Jersey. So it's a place that holds a lot of people comfortably. in different ways. You could use, I mean, obviously you could use all the bedrooms as bedrooms, but it's very easy to convert a bedroom to an office. The third floor is now an office and a bedroom, and it's one of the prettiest, very prettiest rooms in the house. Well, actually, all the rooms are pretty. The house has 58 windows. It's an old farmhouse built in the 30s and renovated in 1960 by the original owners. The rooms are all scaled to the 1930s size, which is has always been appealing to me because they're very human sized, people sized. So they're not these mega rooms, which I'm not a huge fan of. But all the rooms have just beautiful, beautiful original 1930s poured glass windows, and the views are spectacular. There's not one window that doesn't look out at something totally gorgeous. I have friends that have beautiful homes, but you don't stand at every window in their home and look out at beautiful property from different angles all around the house. And there's so much light that comes into the house. I'm not a curtain person, so I've never had curtains in any apartment in New York or Brooklyn I've ever lived in, and I don't have any curtains in this house at all. So I really love all the light coming in all the time. And the property is very private. It's a little under 3 acres. So, you know, you're not looking into your neighbor's house at all. You're very separated.
Well, that's a lot of good things about your house. Let me ask you, I know the answer, but tell us about your house if you are interested in owning pets.
Oh, we've always had dogs. My kids always wanted dogs in Brooklyn, but we said we're going to wait until we get somewhere else. So one of the first things we did when we moved to Baltimore was get our first Australian cattle dog, and now I have my third. His name is Christoph, and I have a hound mix, and so they're about 55-60 pounds. There's an invisible fence all the way around the property, and I also have a really large dog run to the side of the house, which is constructed. It's a wood fence run. It's about 100 feet by 100 feet, and it's a very, very pet friendly piece of property, pet-friendly house.
And let me ask you, it's an old farmhouse. Usually old farmhouses have a fireplace. Do you?
We do. There's a fireplace in the living room, and there's also a wood-burning stove in the basement on the carpeted side, on the finished side. And then there's also a fireplace connected to the furnace on the other side of the basement, the unfinished side of the basement.
So there's not one fireplace, there is three fireplaces. And
correct.
What I like about your house is actually all four levels are usable. Your lower level, you have access to the outside, which makes a really nice private bedroom suite. It does have a full bathroom. The laundry's down there. That's, you could either live there, the kids could live there, you could rent that, you could have overnight guests. The same with
Absolutely. The
top floor, which is really incredible. And the other thing about your house is all the high ceilings in there. But your top floor is a full primary suite. It could be, or as you said,
yes,
a studio.
Absolutely.
Has a full bathroom. The windows and the views are spectacular, and the room can house a big bed, as well as studio space and desks and that kind of thing. And you can have
Absolutely.
That kind of privacy. I also like that you can gain access to your patio, your covered patio, from both your living room and your dining room. Is that correct?
Correct. There's French doors in the dining room and in the living room that where you walk out onto the patio.
So that's five bedrooms, two of which could be primary suites. Well, I guess if you could call the basement a primary suite, it's got a its own bathroom down there. I think most people don't consider a basement a primary suite, though. And I know that you have, over the years, filled your house with guests and entertaining, and it's an easy house to entertain. And I think both summer and winter, I mean, backyard picnics,
we used to play badminton a lot. We used to have tree swings back there. The trees are magnificent on the property, and we've had tree swings that because the cord hanging down is like 200 feet long, you can imagine how large the arc of the swing is. It was pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. So I am enamored by your home, almost as much as you. Gosh, there's so many things I want to tell them about it. You said 58 windows. Oh, you've got a small, it's not really a garage. It's like a storage shed or toy shed.
There's a stone building on the property, and I haven't actually, I don't know exactly, you know, when it was built. The house was built in 30. The stone building is older than the house. And when you get into it, it's much bigger inside than you think from the outside. And it was never a garage. I don't know whether it was cold storage or maybe even housing for farm workers. I'm not really sure what it was built for, but it's quite beautiful, and it's roofed, and it could make amazing guest house if you took the time.
Wow, I never thought of making that a guest house. That is really neat, but perfect for extra storage or a playhouse or
yes, both of those. Outdoor storage, yes, absolutely.
Outdoor storage and bikes and trikes and lawnmowers.
Bikes and motorcycles. There's still a sailboat. There's still a sailboat there inside.
Okay. We've talked pretty much about the physical part of the house. Oh, how old is the roof?
The roof I replaced in 2020.
Okay, so just 3 or 4 years old for a roof. So we've got a home that's built in 1930, and we've got a roof that's only a few years old. We've got almost 3 acres of land.
Also, the house, the construction of the house is 100% plaster, which is, so the walls are quite beautiful. It's not sheetrock. It's, you know, beautiful hand-poured windows, plaster rooms, the tall, tall, tall ceilings. It's really, really pretty.
I love the windows in your house because many of them are the old wavy glass, and it's really
unique. When I say that hand-poured glass, it's from the 30s.
And I think ever you have one that's cracked, you would want to replace it with some old antique glass also.
Yes, I have. There is one more window that has a small crack, but I haven't wanted to replace it because the window's so pretty.
Got it. Okay, tell us a little bit about the area. I mean, how convenient is this?
It's really amazing. It's Stevenson is an old farm area. It's a little neighborhood tucked in between Pikesville and Green Spring Valley. And I didn't even know about it until I saw this house. It's an old farming community. We don't get our mail delivered to us. The post office collects our mail for us. So you know, whenever you feel like going to the post office, they collect and hold your mail for you. Not a P.O. box, but inside the post office, there's like each Stevenson home has a place where they collect their mail. So I find that very charming. We're 15 minutes from downtown. Excuse me, 15 miles from downtown. We're right on top of the Beltway, you know, less than 2 miles away from 695. We're close to Reisterstown Road. We're close to Towson. You know, it's a very, very easy, convenient spot. There's actually good public schools in our area, and as well as you're very close to the majority of the private schools.
And you've got terrific shopping there too. You're close to Woodhome, which is Trader Joe's, and all those wonderful shops, and Starbucks.
Right. And the quarry, we're not that far away from the quarry, where Fresh Market is. There's nothing that's more than, 10 minutes away.
And you've also got the Stevenson Village shops that you can really walk to from there.
Yeah, it's a charming village. There's a salon, a beauty salon there, a candy shop, a beautiful farm market. The post office is there, and it's a charming, charming, charming little post office. There's a terrific wine store there, Needlepoint store. There's a restaurant coming in, like a breakfast lunch place.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet. I think people, when they come into the neighborhood, they're just really charmed by the old farmhouses, the properties, the village, the post office.
Again, we're talking about a property at 3436 Halcyon Road in Stevenson, 21153, a farmhouse that was built in the 1930s that is on a magnificent piece of land. I didn't check with you on this, but maybe you haven't either. How do your boys feel about the possibility of selling the house?
They wish that they both live in California, outside of San Francisco, in Oakland and Berkeley.
Okay.
They wish I could just pick the house up and put it in California. That's
I think you wish that too.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Well, I am hoping that whoever buys this house falls in love with it like you did, and has spent as much time enjoying the house, your kids, your family, entertaining. It's just a very unique, special home in Stevenson. And Mary, thank you for sharing that with us. And if anybody wants to see the house, give me a call. Call me at 410-530-2400. If you're working with a real estate agent, call them. They can contact me. We'll get you in to see the house. There are many photos online. Again, 3436 Halcyon Road in 21153. Mary, thank you so much for sharing your house. Sometimes it's more interesting to hear it from the homeowner than from the real estate agent. So I'm going to again say thank you. Have a wonderful day.
My pleasure. Thanks, Margaret.
You are so welcome. If anyone else out there wants to call in that is in love with their house or reasons why they bought their house, please feel free to give us a call. This is Margaret Rome. You can call right now, 410-922-6680. And with that, we are going to take a quick break. This is All About Real Estate.
Stimulating talk, breaking news on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
With clouds this afternoon and winds in from the west, the high should hit 58 degrees. It will be dry tonight after a cloudy start the evening. Clearing will take place overnight as the low eventually cools down to 42. Warmer weather for the start of the week tomorrow with a sunny sky and a high of 65. The low tomorrow night should fall into the mid-40s under a clear sky. The warming trend extends into Tuesday with plenty of sunshine and a high near 70. Then some scattered showers will be possible on Wednesday with a high near 70 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Hi, this is Frank Morano. Are you ready for talk radio unlike anything you've ever heard? Join me for an unexpected journey through current events, paranormal tidbits, and pop culture. You'll enjoy my unique take on the news, what made headlines and what didn't, plus timely guests and your calls. It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, weekday mornings from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
This is Bob Weinholt with Horizon Cinemas, inviting you to tune in to Movie Talk, Saturdays at 4 o'clock. Get the latest information on the movie industry. Hear our special guests discuss the entertainment business. Get a heads up on the new releases coming to town. Get a little behind-the-scenes info and listen for special events being held at any of the 5 Horizon Cinema locations. That's Movie Talk, every Saturday at 4 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. I want to thank Mary for calling in and for sharing the beautiful qualities of her home at 3436 Halcyon Road. And if again, if anybody wants to share their story, give us a call. I wanted to tell you, and you know, you heard how Mary fell in love with her house and stayed in her house. Well, some few years ago, I had a family who called me to help them sell their home. They were looking for a bigger space. They were getting crowded. They had a new baby. They wanted a better school system, and they wanted my assistance. After completing all of the necessary paperwork, agreeing on the listing price, we took photos of the property, made a list of all the required repairs and all the updates that were needed. Unfortunately, there were some deferred maintenance issues that we had to deal with before we could list the house. When I called back to check on their progress, I was pleasantly surprised that they'd almost completed everything on the checklist. They'd done a huge amount of purging to prepare for their next move. It was sparkling clean. It was beautiful. It looked like a different house. I stopped by, and what happened next was something out of one of the TV shows. They said they loved the house so much that they decided not to sell it at this time. They were enjoying the makeover of their home, which seemed like a brand new space, which had more room, and it looked great. So again, they fell back in love with their home, and they experienced something that I call listing remorse. You've heard me talk about buyer's remorse. Here is listing remorse. And I am so glad that I was part of that, that they made that decision to stay in the house and continue to enjoy it and make use out of a property just by cleaning it up, just by decluttering it. So that should give everybody an incentive to do that, whether you're selling your home or not. If you've got any questions on that, please give me a call. Another question that I am getting frequently from buyers, from sellers, just from friends, just when I'm out talking to people, they are concerned about the headlines and the National Association of Realtor lawsuits. There really is not that much change, and it's not taken effect yet. The two changes mainly is that a buyer, before they go in to see a property, must sign a buyer agency agreement. Now, in Maryland, for many years, we have had buyer agency. This is not that different. It's just that you can't show any property without the buyer, potential buyer, signing that buyer agency to say that the agent that's showing them the house is going to be working with them. That is to make sure that you, the buyer, are represented. And the other one that is the proposed change is that the real estate commission is not going to be listed on the multiple list anymore. You will need to call the buyer's agent will need to call the listing agent or find another way to see whether or not they're going to be compensated from the seller's funds or whether the buyer will have to make arrangements for that. So if you have any questions about that, give me a call. I know there's been a lot of press around. Some of it has not been accurate. So the other question about this, it was, who pays the agent? And I started to mention that a little bit. So let me tell you a little bit of history. Once upon a time, the listing and the selling broker both worked for the seller. And the agent who brought the buyer was a sub-agent. They worked for the seller. So long time ago, if you were out seeing multiple houses with a real estate agent and they were giving you all the information on it and answering your questions, some people did not realize that that agent that was driving you around and showing you houses was really working for the seller. Back then, there was no buyer agency. Let me tell you about a buyer agency. That's when a fiduciary relationship is created between the buyer and the broker agent. The buyer's agent works for the buyer. Maryland's had this agency, this buyer agency, as I said, for many years. Now the agreement just needs to be signed before showing any property. Now, our MLS, our multiple listing service, has always shown a buyer broker's commission. That is going to change, probably going to change. They can no longer be shown in our multiple listing services, but there are other options for brokers. Some brokers will offer a different pricing model. There are going to be brokers that have flat fee. If you want to list your house for a certain amount, you can do that. Then the buyer and the buyer comes directly to the seller to do that. Ask your real estate agent. I think the most important part about this is ask your real estate agent what this means. How are these changes going to work for you? And the main thing I think I want to share with you is that you, the buyer, you, the seller, can still have your own representation and be protected. Again, always work with an experienced professional who can guide you through this process and someone who can explain the options. Any questions about that, please feel free to give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. And that takes us to our next break. You're listening to All About Real Estate.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM and worldwide at WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, this is Frank Morano. Are you ready for talk radio unlike anything you've ever heard? Join me for an unexpected journey through current events, paranormal tidbits, and pop culture. You'll enjoy my unique take on the news, what made headlines and what didn't, plus timely guests and your calls. It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, weekday mornings from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, this is Dave Sirio. Listen to my automotive talk show, You Ought to Know, every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 right here on WCBM. Expert information on the repair of vehicles, flea market, giving you a chance to sell your car over the air, your phone calls, and a whole lot more. It's every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., with plenty of time to talk and figure out what's going wrong with your car. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the most powerful names in talk.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me with any question after the show, 410-530-2400. I have a piece of land that you can build your new home. There are no new homes in this area, so it's a real good time to do this, that you could have a brand new home, build your own. It is on a corner lot. It's a half an acre. It is in Baltimore County. It's near Northwest Hospital, located lots of people around, maybe for the people from the hospital, would make a great family home. It is an area of all family homes right now. It is at the corner of Old Court Road and Windsor Mill, and it is just a beautiful corner lot that's ready to build. I have some properties that I need. I've got quite a few buyers still waiting for homes. One of the things I mentioned last week, I still have. I've got a community that is looking for a building that could be a religious place, a church, that it's at least somewhere within a mile of the Baltimore Beltway. I mean, that's all the way around. They need parking. They've got a congregation that they would like to expand and have a new building. If anyone out there has this type of building, meeting place with parking, or a church that might be for sale, give me a call so I can put you in touch with them. I need homes. I need homes in the Wellwood area, zip code 21209. I need ranchers of all sizes, in all areas, in all prices, and we can take them in move-in condition. We can take them in as-is condition. If you're thinking about selling your home, give me a call. Maybe I can match up the buyers that I have with your property. And again, if you're working with a real estate agent, have your agent call me, or you call me and tell me who your agent is so I can contact them. That way we can see if the buyers that I have might be the right buyer for your home when you're thinking about putting it on the market. I also need a stone or brick home that's on some acreage that would give a fair amount of privacy. It doesn't need to be a lot of land, but they don't want to be able to see their neighbors, and they want to be able to create two master suites, two primary suites on the first floor, if there's not already that configuration there. So if you've got any of these properties, I would love it if you would give me a call. If you are thinking about buying or selling a house, if you're thinking about trying to get your home ready for sale, what you should do next, give me a call. And one of the things that when you hire an agent and that agent needs a contractor for you, we have to also make sure that that contractor is licensed. If we give you a name, that contractor needs to be licensed. I just had someone ask, should the guy doing their deck understand setback requirements? Well, that's a big deal. They should have asked that ahead of time. Is that handyman licensed? I don't think most handymen are licensed. Many are. Find that out. Again, we as real estate agents are not referring our clients to anybody other than licensed contractors. And you can find out if your contractor is licensed by either asking him, or going to the public website and taking a look, or just asking them to show you their MHIC license. This is something that can help everybody. It can help the person who's buying the house, the person who's selling the house, because if you need repairs done, say from a home inspection, the buyer who's purchasing that house, if they're asking for repairs, they are going to want to make sure that those repairs, if they don't do it, if you don't give them a credit for it, that the person who's doing their repairs are licensed. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. See you next week.
WCBM. WC.